Yo, 皆さん、マンガスティポッドキャストへようこそ。 Hey everybody, welcome to the マンガスティポッドキャスト。 Yes, it is キャスト instead of casto. I learned that fairly early on. Katakana will get you, man. I tell you what. Today we're going to be talking about potential verbs, which is so awesome. I'm so excited. Before we do that, please make sure to follow me on Facebook at Manga Sensei. I put up a whole bunch of updates, cool things, and exciting fun stuff up there every single day, including notes that I put up a new podcast like I do every single day. So today we're going to be talking about potential verbs. Now, potential verbs are a completely different form. Basically, what's going to happen is you're going to take the verb and you're going to put it into base one. Now, when you put it into base one, it's going to be base one kind of, and it's going to be base four kind of. It's really got its own form. Let me show you exactly what I mean. If it is an ichidan verb, what you're going to do is you're going to put it into base one kind of. What I mean by kind of is instead of saying taberu, you're going to put in taberareru. So the do on the end is going to be turned into da. Any ichidan verb that you have are going to be, instead of do, are going to become da, and then you're going to put deru at the end, okay? You're basically going to make this form longer. By adding eru or dareru on the end of the verb, you're going to make it can verb. So if I say keiki ga taberareru, it becomes I can eat cake. And if I say terebi ga midarenai, miru becomes mira, then deru at the end becomes midarenai. Mi, because we're going to chop off that last do, because we're just extending the verb, and then we're going to put nai on the end to be I cannot watch television. Terebi ga midarenai. Now, most of these are always going to be put with the ga form, so make sure not to use wa, but ga. Now, on top of that, what we're going to do is if it's a godan verb, such as like yomu or kaeru or kao, we're simply going to take the end and we're going to make it to e. So yomu becomes yomeru. So yome plus ru at the end. We're going to take yomeru. Kao becomes kae, like base four, and then kaeru. So we're going to make it into an ichidan verb, kaeru. And we're going to say, so for example, kono hon ga yometa. I was able to read this book. Kono hon o yomeru, yometa. We're basically turning godans into ichidans. Now, if we take another one like terebi, terebi ga mirarenai. Or eigo, which be English, ga hanasu becomes hanaseru. Hanasu becomes hanase plus ru, hanaseru. Eigo ga dekiru. All of these are to be able to. You can physically verb. Now, the great thing about being saying you can do this is that it's adding potential. So you can say, Nihongo hanaseru becomes hanaserunai. I can't speak Japanese, but listening to this podcast, now you can. Kiku becomes kikoenai. It's one of those strange ones, so keep that one in mind. But with that, though, I am out of time. If you have questions about this or any other Japanese grammar point, please make sure to comment on my website, manga-sensei.com, and we're going to continue to talk about the passive form or the dareru form tomorrow on the same podcast. So make sure to pay attention, and as I always say, man-machigai wo koshita ato ni pereperi ni naru. Desu kara isshou ni, you know it, machigaimashou. Sore ja, mata asta.